Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and get this, New Yorkers prefer the idea of a government-run health insurance system over a more privatized one. That's just one finding in the new WNYC Pace University poll on the issues facing New York. We will look at various of the results now with the director of the Pace poll, Chris Page, but the health care question was one that I proposed, and I think it came out very newsworthy. Given a choice between government-run universal health care and a more privatized system, New Yorkers chose government single payer 48% to 35%. We'll read the whole question in a minute. I'll ask Chris to do that because it was very long and detailed for a poll question. But one of the most striking aspects of the result to me was that New Yorkers chose a government healthcare system described in a fairly extreme way, with all private insurance companies completely abolished. And this is not just an abstract hypothetical question. I wanted it asked because Eliot Spitzer has promised to bring universal care to New York State if elected governor. And I wanted to test the new system in Massachusetts, which places new burdens mostly on individuals, against the idea of single payer, which, of course, is a government-run system. And single payer won decisively, at least in this question. At the heart of the Massachusetts plan is a requirement for individuals to buy health insurance on their own if they are not otherwise insured as the way of getting to universal care. It's one of their ways, but that's the major new thing in that plan. And the government system, in our question, won over that 48-35. You can see results and graphs from the WNYC CBS2 Pace University poll on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. And we emphasize that this is primarily an issues poll, not a horse race poll, done with a not-for-profit public service pollster, Pace University. And with that, we welcome Chris Page, director of the Pace University poll. Hi, Chris. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You wanted me to read the question.
Will you do that? Absolutely. Read the whole health care question. I'd like to hear our listeners to hear how this actually got asked in the poll.
This is exactly how you would have heard it if you had been in the poll. Now I'm going to read you some statements about health insurance, which helps people pay doctor's bills and other medical expenses. When I'm done, please tell me which one you agree with more. Some people say that New York State should require people without health insurance to buy it, and that the government should also help people pay for health insurance if they can't afford it. They say that many uninsured people are young, healthy, and financially well off, so their failure to buy health insurance forces the rest of us to pay more than our fair share of the high cost of caring for the sick. Other people say that New York State should create a government-run health insurance program to replace private health insurance companies and provide health insurance to everyone. They say that private insurance companies drive up the cost of health care by acting as useless middlemen between doctors and patients. And they say that people in other countries spend less money on health care while enjoying better health because they don't waste money on insurance companies. Which statement do you agree with more?
That is a heck of a question. That's not, do you approve of the job the president is doing?
Exactly. And that's important because in a field like healthcare, the vast majority of people don't know as much as you might think they do, and they tend to react to certain buzzwords. So if you just say to them, do you like universal health insurance? They hear socialism and they say no. If you say, you know, do you like private insurance? They hear free market. They say yes. So it's important to give them the facts and then try to see how do they react knowing the facts.
Right. So you never use the term single payer. You never use the term Canadian style, but you did say government run. So should New York or other people say New York State should create a government-run health insurance program to replace, and I was interested that you chose the word replace, to replace private health insurance companies and provide health insurance to everyone. So you're asking people here to vote on the abolition of the private insurance market.
In essence, that's right. And they were, as you pointed out, nearly a majority in favor of the government-run plan.
So give us the results of this question in more detail, because it's actually not as simple as 48 to 35, is it?
Right. 29% were strongly in favor of a government plan. 19% were somewhat in favor. 22% were strongly in favor of the current private system with this beefed up Massachusetts requirement that you buy insurance. And 13% were somewhat in favor of that.
Plus, you had 18% who said they don't know.
Yes, it's higher than you might like, but this is a complex issue, so it's not that surprising that a hefty percentage of people couldn't make up their mind.
So that's a lot of undecideds, but I would tend to say it's pretty striking that single-payer, government-run, Canadian-style health insurance got nearly a clean majority in New York State, 48%, given the strongly pro and leaning pro, 48% in New York State, even with the starkly worded proposal to do away with all the private insurance companies. What do you – give us some context on how you as a professional pollster would view this result. What do you think it means, and what do you think it doesn't mean?
Well, I don't think it means that if I were to propose this policy today, I'd win. I do think it means, though, there's an entrepreneurial opportunity out here for someone in the progressive camp to say, you know what, I'm going to stake my reputation on this idea. I'm going to push this policy. And with time and energy and a little luck, I think there's a huge opportunity here. So once you actually get into the political arena, it's going to be tough. But I think there is an opportunity here.
Is there a danger of overinterpreting it?
Absolutely, because remember, the other side is going to have a lot more money. There are far more people who make their living by having a private insurance company than who would benefit from a government plan. So, you know, once they start unleashing their ads and unleashing their political networks, it's going to be a tough fight.
Well, that's one reason. And also, I think if we were to test criticisms of government-run health care, approval would probably go down. So if we asked, do you want the government rationing care, for example, we would probably erode some support, and the government does ration care under a government-run health system.
That's true. But, of course, right now the private insurance companies ration care, and they can be often very harsh in their decisions, too.
That's right. Every system has rationing. The question is by whom. Today the rationing is by the for-profit insurance companies. So Oxford rations care, United Healthcare rations care, et cetera, et cetera. And almost no one seems to like their insurance company. So our poll result seems to indicate that if we ask people who they trust more to ration care, the government or their current private insurance company, the government could well win, because people seem pretty willing to put their insurance companies entirely out of business in this poll.
At least in New York. And remember, New York is a government-friendly state. Another question we asked was about, in Europe right now, the hot trend is to sell off government assets and have private companies run them. Well, we asked, would you like to do that with the New York State Thruway as a way of, you know, having government spending without having to raise taxes? Uh-huh. New Yorkers rejected that overwhelmingly. Even though we're a very finance-heavy state, people were not interested
in
those
kind of innovations. Even the
Thruway. That's right, even the Thruway.
So if you're Elliot Spitzer and you've made universal health care a campaign promise, and then if you're elected governor of New York and you see this poll result and that context, what do you do?
I think you lean towards a government-friendly, government-heavy plan. I think New Yorkers will get behind it. If you're someone like Spitzer, who is a tremendous politician, he's going to have the megaphone of being the governor of New York, which is really one of the highest-profile jobs in government there is. I think he's going to have to work on the issue and take some risk, but there's a big opportunity here.
We can take some phone calls on this at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll also get into some of the other interesting WNYC Pace University Issues poll results in a minute, but give us a call. What do you think about universal health care done single-payer style versus Massachusetts style, where individuals, if they're not insured by their employers or by Medicaid or Medicare, would have to buy insurance as individuals? 212-433-WNYC, or any reactions to the polling the way it was done. You can react to the question and talk about the crafting of it or anything like that. And we'll get into other Pace University poll results on gay marriage in New York State, heterosexual divorce in New York State, casinos in New York City, and that and the Catskills and some other things. An interesting finding comparing how people view the public schools in the abstract to how they compare to how they rate their own child's public school. So we'll continue with Chris Page, director of the Pace University poll, and your calls at 212-433-WNYC. Stay tuned.
WNYC is supported by Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs, offering graduate programs combining analytical rigor and management skills in global and local policy contexts, including financial policy and environmental studies. SIPA.columbia.edu. Hackensack University Medical Center, one of two New York area hospitals cited in the recent U.S. News and World Report of the 50 best hospitals for heart and heart surgery. More information at humc.com. The Jewish Museum, presenting Alex Katz Paints Ada, paintings by the post-war artist celebrating his collaboration with Ada, his wife, model, and muse since 1958. The Jewish Museum, 5th Avenue at 92nd Street, and thejewishmuseum.org.
In 1940s France, Nazis targeted many intellectuals for arrest, deportation, even death. On the next Leonard Lopez show, a professor uncovers a safe house that gave refuge to Max Ernst, Marcel Duchamp, and many others. That's today at noon on 93.9 and AM 820 WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up as this week goes on, more candidates. We're expecting both Lamont and Lieberman this week. We'll also put out a call to Alan Schlesinger. Yes, there is a Republican candidate in that race and in Connecticut. We had Menendez today. Looks like Kane tomorrow. So a lot to listen for every weekday, certainly between now and Election Day. We talk about Monday morning politics in this slot on this program. Well, it's going to be every morning politics at 10 a.m. from now through Election Day. And we continue now with Chris Page, director of the Pace Poll. That's at Pace University down here in Lower Manhattan, right across from us. And we have partnered for an issues poll primarily. They did some horse race, but we're not even going to talk about that in this segment. That's just so, you know, some of the other media will pay attention to it. This is primarily an issues poll done with a not-for-profit public service pollster, Pace University. We talked about the finding on single-payer government-run health, healthcare versus a more privatized system. And I'll tell you what, everybody's calling about that. So let's take some questions on that from our listeners, and then we'll get into some of the other poll results. And Mike in Jersey City wants to call the structure of the question biased. So that's the first one we're going to take. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. I mean, I must say that when I heard that a poll by WNYC and Pace University came up in favor of public funding.
Oh, please. First of all, what do you know about Pace University? And second of all, I asked that this question would be included because I was curious to see how it would test, not because I was trying to craft public opinion, but go ahead.
I know a lot about Pace University. I do work for them. The question contains two biases in it. First, it makes an assertion that health care services in countries with these kind of subsidized health care is in fact better, which is maybe true, maybe not, but it's a statement of fact that doesn't really belong in a poll. And secondly, it then tells us that insurance companies drive up the cost of health care, both of which are debatable. You know, I'm not saying they're false, but they're certainly not, you know, the sun will rise in the east.
Well, let's pick it apart and let's look at the wording. I don't think it does either of those things. But Chris, go ahead.
Well, actually, the way you structure an issues question in a poll is you present the arguments that each side would make. So you make the arguments for the private system and you make the arguments for the public system.
You know what?
They're supposed to bias in that sense. It's just which one
believe. There is a bias in that because you presented the privatized argument as moral statements that people should do certain things, whereas the arguments for the other side are presented as statements of fact, of objective fact.
Well, I can't help what the arguments for each side are. Well, they just are the arguments. So
let's look at
health insurance. Come on, that's ridiculous.
I want to take this seriously. So let's read those statements again. On the government-run side, it said, some people say that New York State should create a government-run health insurance program to replace private health insurance companies and provide health insurance to everyone. They say that private insurance companies drive up the cost of health care by acting as useless middlemen between doctors and patients, and they say that people in other countries spend less on health care while enjoying better health because they don't waste money on insurance companies. So, Chris, Mike's argument is that they say
now,
gets
Brian,
lost.
Read the arguments in favor.
I will, but let's take it one at a time. So Mike's argument is that they say gets lost in the shuffle, and they hear all these facts about less money spent on health care and other countries.
Well, I think his objection, in essence, is that some arguments are more effective than others. Yeah, that may be true, and that's what happens in a public debate. I don't get where you're going with you at all,
but that's the whole point. If you select arguments that are more effective for one side and then select the less effective arguments for the other side, you have introduced a bias into the question. I mean,
I don't pick the arguments. The way I get the arguments is I research what people on both sides of the issue are saying, and I just summarize their arguments. So it's not my fault that one side argued one thing and the other side argued the other. It's actually done by researching primary research as to what proponents and advocates are saying. It's not.
Are you telling me that the principal argument people have for not having government-run universal health care?
There wasn't an argument for or against
government.
No, it wasn't an argument for or against government.
I didn't actually hear his question.
I think it's a legitimate question because it wasn't – the poll wasn't testing single-payer pro or con with arguments for or against.
No, it
was comparing the arguments for single-payer versus the arguments for the Massachusetts plan.
Right. That's exactly what it's testing.
Well, now you know very well – that's not how the headline for this thing ran all during Morning Edition, guys. Come on.
Well, the way that I used – I didn't hear Morning Edition, but the way that I used the headline was the poll found that New Yorkers prefer the idea of a government-run health insurance system over a more privatized one
But you told me that the question was comparing a specific privatized plan such as Massachusetts
– correct.
– versus a public one.
Over a more privatized one. That's the one.
Right.
All right. So, but let's finish it up, because he said that the argument for the privatized one was weak. So the argument here is some people say that New York State should require people without health insurance to buy it, and that the government should help people pay for health insurance if they can't afford it. So you've even got some government participation in there, as Massachusetts
right.
does. But the argument is they say that many uninsured people are young, healthy, and financially well off.
An assertion of fact.
So their failure to buy health insurance forces the rest of us to pay more than our fair share of the high cost of caring for the sick.
Two assertions of fact. His point was that one was a fact and the other was, assertions of fact.
They said that some people feel these folks should buy insurance. Okay, what's truly fascinating to me about this whole polling question is I don't know of many people who actually are concerned when they object to not single payer, but government subsidized systems. I mean, that's not the argument they make against.
But I think we've established that we're not talking for or against. We're talking this plan versus that plan.
Well,
and Chris says, wait a minute, Chris
it?
Says his question did include assertions of fact in both cases. So on the Massachusetts plan, they say their failure to buy health insurance forces the rest of us to pay more.
Well, you're assuming that that's true, number one. And number two, you're making a statement that
but now that's
the private side people feel they should engage in morally virtuous activities, where on the other argument you're telling us that costs are caused by insurance companies, and this is the most significant one.
Well, wait a minute. But they're telling us, as a matter of fact, that our costs are going up as a result of the failure to buy single-payer insurance. Mike,
and
I'm going to give you 20 seconds, 20 more seconds on this. Go ahead. What?
Is that why costs are going up?
That's the assertion on the privatized side. So they are assertions of facts on both sides, and then people can accept it or not. I'm going to leave it there. Mike, I appreciate the call and going round on this. Thank you very much. And you know what? That took almost all our remaining time.
Well, it was a good call.
But it was really interesting, because really the most important thing that I thought we could do with our time today was to take a look at this one question in great depth, and we did, and I appreciate Mike's challenge.
No, I do too, and I just want to stress, we don't make up the arguments in the sense of that I go out there and figure them out myself. This is really, we research what people are saying and we summarize them, so it's their arguments,
okay.
Not mine.
Okay, let's do a quick lightning round on some of these other questions. You have a finding on gay marriage.
Yes, 49-41, New Yorkers support gay marriage. And if you include people who favor civil unions, we really have a majority for some sort of gay marriage in New York.
You tested the Taylor Law that prohibits public employees like cops and OUA transit workers from striking.
Well, we tested what people think of public employee unions, and there is a lot of suspicion. I don't think it's yet a hot issue, but there is suspicion that people are worried about the public employee unions driving up costs and inefficiencies, yes.
Okay, and you tested people's perceptions of public schools in general versus their perceptions of their own child's public schools.
People are generally satisfied with their own child's school and very unsatisfied with the system, and that's part of the reason why so much is said about education reform and so little done, because people don't see it as a personal crisis. They see it as a general societal
ill. Here's the number. You found only 42% think the schools are good or excellent in the abstract, but 61% thought their own schools were good or excellent. That result still leaves 30% unsatisfied with their schools, plus the 10%
Absolutely.
Don't know, which is actually pretty bad.
Particularly in the African-American community, it's off the charts dissatisfied with their own schools. So.
And you tested legalized casino gambling in the Catskills versus New York City?
Upstate, it has a narrow support, 50-44, but here in New York City, people are against it, 62% oppose it. So they really see it as an economic development tool, and it should belong in the depressed parts of the state.
No-fault divorce?
People want it, 28% in favor and 51% oppose. And this is something that every divorce lawyer would hate to hear, but it looks like that may be on its last legs.
Okay, and that was an interesting detailed worded question, too. People can see graphs and results from the PACE poll on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Chris Page is the director of the PACE University poll. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.